News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the government is forecasting a budget surplus of 8.6 billion euros this year, cumulative surpluses of 38 billion over the next 4 years. That's largely on the back of huge corporate tax receipts. It's all in the government's stability programme update. We're joined by the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath. Minister, we'll get to those projections for surpluses in a moment. But first off, you're launching a home energy upgrade loan scheme today, which I imagine would be of interest to a lot of our listeners who are looking at upgrading their homes. Can you tell us what's involved in that?
Sure. Good morning, Shane. So later on today, Minister Eamon Ryan and myself and Minister Neil Richmond will launch the home energy upgrade loan scheme. So this is very much to complement the SEAI home energy grants that are available. This will be a low-cost loan scheme because through the SBCI, the Strategic Banking Corporation, and with the help of the European Investment Bank, the loans will be initially through Permanent TSB or PTSB is the initial on lender, and those loans will be at a rate of 3.55%, and up to 75,000 euro will be available per property. This is unsecured lending, and the duration of the loans is up to 10 years. We would expect additional lenders to sign up to the scheme very shortly, but initially PTSB is the on lender, and it will be at a rate of 3.55%. So for many people, they will be able to combine the home energy grants that are available through the SEAI with this new low-cost loan scheme. And it is lower than market value in terms of cost because of the involvement of the state providing a partial guarantee in terms of the funding that is being made available. And Minister Ryan's department have also provided an additional support that has helped to bring the cost down even further. So
okay.
We're very much working in partnership with the European Investment Bank, the European Investment Fund, the SBCI, and now initially PTSB. And this product will be launched today. And all of the information will be available on Minister Ryan's department website, but also SBCI and the SEAI, where all of the home energy grant information is currently available.
So look, let's get down to brass tacks. Like, I've been thinking about doing this for ages, getting solar panels, insulating the house properly, maybe changing the windows and so on, various things. Is this going to make it, because it's expensive. I think most people have looked at this and said, Jeannie, you know what, it's expensive. We take a lot of gas bills, savings to pay for this. Is this going to considerably reduce the cost of it for people?
I think it is another tool which is going to be very useful, and it has to be seen in combination with the grants that are available. And the good thing about the grants is that, you know, you can do the comprehensive one-stop shop, deep retrofit if you wish, but that does take a lot of money, even though the amount of grant support is high, is up to 50%. But in the case of lesser work that can make a real difference, there are very good grants available. And I think when you combine the grants and now a low-cost loan of a duration of up to 10 years, I think it does bring it within the reach of many more households.
Okay.
And we are seeing the volume increase very significantly. Last year, if you look at the SEAI annual report, there were about 48,000 home energy upgrades. That was up by three quarters, so about 76% year on year. So there is momentum. We're trying to help households in the decision that they're trying to make. We know people are interested in this area, but as you say, the cost and even just getting around to doing the research and so on is a challenge for many people. But there's a wealth of information on the SEAI website.
All right, Minister.
If you're to look at anywhere later on today, I would suggest looking at that.
Can I ask you just again before we get to the economy, the Taoiseach obviously gave an official apology to the families of the Stardust victims yesterday. Have you been consulted about the potential for a redress scheme? And if so, what might that look like?
Well, first of all, it was a real privilege, I have to say, to be in the chamber yesterday for the apology. And you could get a real sense of how meaningful, how impactful it was for the families concerned. And they've waited far, far too long. And the government is deeply conscious of that. And there will be next steps. The Taoiseach gave a commitment now to engage meaningfully in relation to an appropriate form of commemoration. it's vital that we listen really carefully to the families and engage with them in that regard. We've given a commitment in terms of implementing the recommendation of the coroner's court, or the recommendations, because there were a number. And as you know, the issue of redress was not raised yesterday because it wasn't a day for that, and it wasn't the family's wish that that would be raised yesterday. Yesterday was about an acknowledgement by the state of its failures and putting on the record of our national parliament a heartfelt apology. And I think that was done very well yesterday by the Taoiseach. But there will be next steps, and there haven't been any discussions at this point in terms of a possible redress scheme. But I do believe that one is appropriate. I do believe that we need to back up the words of apology with practical support now for the families, including through any counselling that is required, but also through a redress scheme. But again, even in the design of that, it's important that, yes, we act swiftly because time is not on the side of many of the family members. But on the other hand, it has to be done on the basis of meaningful consultation. And I believe that that process will now begin.
Minister, let's talk about the economy and the budget surplus. Very good news yesterday, a budget surplus of 8.6 billion, surpluses of 38 billion over the next 4 years. I do recall you this time last year criticising Fine Gael ministers for engaging in, I think you described it as, budgetary kite flying. You and Fianna Fáil have been doing a hell of a lot of kite flying in recent weeks. I think Eamon Ryan accused Micheál Martin of spending €2 billion in his Ardes speech. You seem to have changed your tune a little bit in regard to that.
Well, we're now in the final year of the government's life. We have one budget left to go, and I think it's understandable that at this point in the political and the electoral cycle, the parties will not just set out their stall for the remainder of this government's life, but also would begin to look beyond that
and make huge promises and make huge promises in advance of a general election.
Sorry, Shane?
And make huge promises in advance of a general election.
Well, all parties will be setting out their commitments and their priorities in the form of their manifesto in advance of the general election. So we've just come through the audition of the different parties. Those were almost certainly the second last audition for each party in advance of a general election. So I think it is inevitable and understandable that parties will begin to lay out their pitch, not just for the next budget, but beyond.
Is it reckless, though, Minister? Is it reckless? We know that, there's big budget surpluses, but you've constantly been warning about that corporation tax being transient. We know we're going to have to spend more in terms of climate transition. We know we have an ageing population. And you guys are kind of spending money like drunken sailors. Like, government spending has gone up by 30% since 2020.
I think any objective analysis of the numbers we published yesterday will conclude that they are really strong numbers, and that the public finances...
Sorry, Minister, to cut across you. We had really strong numbers just before we fell off a cliff in the Celtic Tiger as well.
This is very different. If you look at what we are doing with the surpluses that we have, the national debt has been reduced by €15 billion over the last couple of years. A short-term reserve fund, the National Reserve Fund, has been set up with €6 billion. That funding now, plus a lot more, will be transferred into the new long-term funds that are being set up through legislation and bringing through the Oireachtas at the moment, the Future Ireland Fund, the Infrastructure, Climate and Nature Fund, and the NTMA have strengthened their cash balances, their liquid financial assets. They currently hold approximately €26 billion in that regard. So we are managing the public finances very carefully. You are correct to point to the risks that are there. I always highlight those risks, and that's why it's important that we are running large budget surpluses. If you take from the beginning of 2022 to the end of this year, it's approximately €25 billion. And I can point to what we have done by reducing the national debt, by having a short-term reserve fund,
which
will be transitioned to two longer-term funds, and by strengthening the cash buffers that the NTMA holds.
Now, the fiscal watchdog, Minister, has qualms with some of the things you're doing. Can I ask you just specifically, because, I mean, there was huge promises at the Ardes, increasing pensions, cutting taxes, energy credits, even though the cost of energy is forecast to drop by 20%, you had a series of one-off supports in the last two budgets. Can you credibly introduce one-off supports in a third budget, as your leader seems to be suggesting. That is stretching credibility, is it not?
So we are in an environment now where thankfully inflation is falling. It averaged 8% in 2022, over 5% last year. And yesterday we forecast that it will come in at just over 2% this year. So we are in a changed environment, which represents good news for households, for businesses. We expect interest rates to fall commencing in the summer. I expect that there will be a further pass-through of wholesale energy reduction.
And specifically
at the retail level. And so that does change the overall environment. So when it comes to the detailed decisions for the budget, those are for later in the year, for the autumn. But the different environment, the more normal inflationary environment that we're in, will feed into the budgetary decisions that we're making. And so the inflation-related payments over the last number of years will now have to be reconsidered in light of a very different inflation environment. Though we acknowledge
that not guarantees
remain high for people, but the environment has changed, and that will be reflected in the approach to the budget as well.
Finance Minister Michael McGrath, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman,
in association with AIR,
weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.